Let us pray. Holy Father, we celebrate this day as we gather together as the body of Christ. We ask that you open our hearts and our minds to your word. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, today we're celebrating Christ the King. Christ the King Sunday is always the last Sunday after Pentecost. And it also happens to be the last Sunday of the Christian year and the Sunday before the new year begins with the Advent season. Now, traditionally, in the United Methodist Church, Christ the King is set aside as a celebration of the coming reign of Jesus Christ and the completion of creation. Let me read some scripture to you out of Revelations. It comes from... I had it marked here. Revelation, the first book of Revelation, it's verses 4 through 8. John to the seven churches that are in Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he's coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And on his account, all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. As we observe this day, let's take a look at the history of how this day came about. In the 1920s, the Roman Catholic Church responded to an increase in secular movements around the world by proclaiming this day to be Christ the King of the Universe. Now, it was especially relevant to the plight of Mexican Christians who were being told by their government that only their government was due ultimate allegiance and not Jesus Christ. The Church of Mexico didn't agree with this position. They remained faithful, holding public parades throughout the land, and not without significant pushback from their government. They'd march through the streets proclaiming, Cristo Rey, Cristo Rey, Christ is King. In response, Pope Pius XI declared that this day, this holy day, should become a holy day and observed throughout the entire Roman Catholic Church as Christ the King of the Universe. Many Protestants, including the United Methodist Church, agreed and followed suit. So today, our voices come alongside those persecuted for their faith in all times and all places, including in Mexico in the early 20th century, and the thousands facing persecution throughout the world today. And with them, we all proclaim in many languages, Cristo Rey, Christ is King. As Christians, our declaration of Christ as King is not, nor should it ever become, an assertion of force and violence over others. We know from the Gospels that Jesus proclaimed love. He proclaimed a world of love and not one of violence. He proclaimed a world of love, obedience, and caring for one another. Earthly leaders should take note of what God truly requires. In Ezekiel 34:11-16, 20-24, Ezekiel ponders, how his society has come to the disaster of destruction and deportation, and B, how to move forward beyond the destruction. He reflects on the kings in Jerusalem, past and future. And he does so under the metaphor of shepherd. The image of shepherd is used much in the biblical world for king. We often refer to Jesus not as king, but as our shepherd. Ezekiel concluded, and rightly so, that the exile has come about for Israel because of poor kings in Jerusalem. And he said, "You shepherds of Israel have been feeding yourselves." So they were scattered. The usage of shepherds and scattered exhibits the way in which bad leadership brings disaster. The shepherds, or kings, have been self-indulgent, coveting the riches, the mutton and wool of the flock, but giving no heed to the needs of the flock. The result is sheep were left vulnerable to the wild animals of imperial threat. The true king, the king God wants to see, the king that Jesus was and is like Israel's second king started out to be, a shepherd, and not just any shepherd. This is a shepherd whose flock has been scattered about by the actions of typical kings and rulers, religious and otherwise. And this shepherd is, as we say here in the South, fixing to do something about it. This shepherd is one who goes looking for scattered sheep wherever they've been abandoned or wandered astray. He cares for their wounds, and when it's time, he carries them back to the safe fold where they can find healing. Now here's the part we may not like as well, but must pay attention to. Jesus Christ, the King Shepherd, takes sides. Jesus, as the shepherd tells us in Matthew 25, 31 to 33, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his throne of glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right and the goats at his left." The scriptures are clear that the shepherd king will choose to ignore or even destroy those who have prospered at the expense of those who have been injured and scattered. Those who have pushed or shoved the others out of the way to get all the choicest pasture for themselves. Those who made themselves strong on the backs of those who were weaker and whom they made weaker still. This shepherd has no interest in their preservation, for they have received their reward at the expense of others. They are the goats. Jesus, the shepherd king, sides with the weak, the outcast, the damaged, the diseased, the abandoned, the marginalized. We know from scripture that when judgment falls on the nations, Christ the king, the shepherd, will say to those at his right hand, "Come, you are blessed by my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." How will we respond? Will we answer him, "Lord, when was it that when we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? When was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" Know, my friends, that the king will answer with these words, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to others, you did it to me." Jesus Christ, the shepherd king, spends time with them, caring for them, the poor, the outcast, the downtrodden. These are the ones he will embrace and welcome to the kingdom. And what will become of those who have prospered at the expense of the poor and the injured, those who have scattered, the ones who were pushed or shoved, the poor, the outcast, and downtrodden out of the way to reap the choicest pasture for themselves? What will happen to those who were weak and whom they made weaker still? The shepherd king has no interest in their preservation. They are like a cancer, taking and consuming resources for themselves and their own purposes that were intended to be made available for the good of the community. Christ the King, he is the shepherd of saints. He is Christ the King. And this is the way his kingdom works in the world. The weak, outcast, damaged, diseased, abandoned, marginalized people, these are the saints who the shepherd king tends. We don't have to take it just from Ezekiel. We can also take it from Jesus himself. Jesus gives his disciples and all who will listen a clear picture of the last judgment before the Son of Man and all his angels. Here he clearly identifies who the righteous sheep are, the ones who get to wear the white robes, the ones whose story is of ultimate salvation, the ones whose lives are marked by thanksgiving, the saints. Some of the most powerful words in Scripture come to us from Jesus' description of the last judgment. Remember his words in Matthew 25:40. And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of these, the least of mine, those in prison or sick or alien or hungry or naked or thirsty, you did it to me." This is Christ the king of love, our shepherd, because we are his. We're weak, not self-sufficient. Little as we may want to admit it to ourselves, we're damaged. And in our damage, we've probably damaged others. We're diseased, riddled with sin, some of which we caught from others, some of which we carry to others. Christ the King will abandon us if we live as though we belong to a privileged group. If we live as if we are better than. The shepherd king is seeking those whom society considers less than desirable. The poor, the needy, the outcast. He's seeking those who answer his call to love one another and to take care of one another. When we believe that we are better than our neighbor, we take what we believe is ours. When we enjoy our privilege and ignore the cries of those we rob and fail to feed because of that privilege, the shepherd king will become our adversary. In the alternative, why not let the shepherd king find us? Let him tend your wounds. Let him love us with the love of the eternal. Let him unmask us, the weak and the vulnerable we really are. Let him show us how much we need each other, especially those we've been content to ignore or cast aside. Let him lead us to take up our place among him. Then let him put new clothes on us. Let him and our sisters and brothers he has rescued reshape our story. Let him turn our self-reliance into humility and our boasting into thanksgiving. Then we will shout that the throng rejoicing in heaven. We will sing with them, and we will shout with joy and wonder, salvation to God seated on the throne and to the Lamb. And we will sing, for the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright, and God's great kingdom will come on earth, the kingdom of love and light. Cristo Rey, Cristo Rey, Cristo Rey, Christ is King. Alleluia. Amen.